You're tuned into Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Proudly serving all of Southern California and cities worldwide. Streaming online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Bilingual Sound, support your local scene. I'm your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they're all about. And this week, we have Danny Henry in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. How about you? Thank you for having me.
Of course. This is a great way to end off the year as well. This is our last episode of Support Your Local Scene for 2024. Great to have you here for that. So I'd like to start by having you introduce yourself and where you're from and what brings you to LA.
I'm Danny Henry. I am from Milford, Connecticut. So 3,000 miles away from here, the Nutmeg State, but Connecticut's the only state named after a spice, so I got that going for me. I moved out here in January of 2018 because I'm a musician, I graduated college, and I'm a huge Beach Boys fan, and this is where they're from, so I moved across the country.
Had to go to the homeland.
I went to the home of the Beach Boys, so that's why I moved out here.
Where did you go to school?
Western Connecticut State University, so WestCon, BestCon.
Very nice.
No one says that. But
did you study music or something else?
No, my degree's in communication studies. So,
oh, nice.
My studies with music are by listening to music, teaching myself piano. That's all me.
Okay, you taught yourself.
Yeah.
Interesting. I do always like to ask people if they have any formal music education, because I feel from what I've gotten from former interviews, like sometimes it can help a lot, but sometimes it can actually really hinder you. So, yeah.
I took trumpet lessons with Benjamin Lesdusius. He was my elementary school and my middle school band teacher. So I learned how to read music through him. I learned tempo, things like that, mm-hmm. through him.
Shout out to Ben.
He's listening. He's gonna be listening. We text. He's the absolute best, Mr. L. But my violin teacher before that, I feel like it's been enough time where I can name drop the dude. Mr. Fraley told me to quit violin because I have no musical abilities. And then Mr. L took me under his wing, and I ended up teaching myself piano in high school. And went from there because I went to Guitar Center. I could always sing, and the cheapest keyboard was $10 cheaper than the cheapest guitar. So that's why I play piano.
Oh, wow.
$10.
It was a $10 difference.
$10 difference.
Wow.
That's why I play piano. $10
difference for $1 million decision.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your sound?
I tell people piano rock. I tell people it is just, it's about melodies, it's about harmonies, it's my own thing. It's like Meatloaf meets the Beach Boys with
I hear that, yeah.
Try and go for that with some Elton John influence, mm-hmm. and quirky lyrics with a bit of Weird Al energy.
Oh, I definitely hear that too.
Yeah, it's the curls. That's where I get it from. That's why I don't really go for anything. The Beach Boys are my biggest influence, but in terms of my music, I'd say the only thing that's influences the harmonies that are in the backing vocals, things like that. Other than that, I don't know who exactly I sound like, so that's up to other people.
Interesting. So you did mention the Beach Boys and some Weird Al and Meatloaf, but is there anyone else that inspires your sound?
I mean, I'm a fan of Hanson. they're great. My level of music that I listen to, it's for every, Jim Croce or me being an aficionado on doo-wop and Sam Cooke. It's like, I'm gonna blast One Direction. And, not everything. There's some stuff where I'm just like, this is disgusting. I cannot do it. So, but then there's other things that just make my heart so happy. It's like sometimes I have to pull over when I hear a great song. I remember the first time I was driving, I heard the song Stay by Rihanna. And I'm like, that is everything that I've ever wanted to write in a song. It was perfect to me. And it was one of those moments where you get goosebumps and you're like, that is what I want to do. That's the type of song I want to write. So... one day.
That's awesome.
So I'm influenced by lots of things, but I kind of know the sound I want to be, and that's the direction I want to take. That's a perfect song to me.
Awesome. I always really love that question too, because I always get kind of like out of left field responses, and you did not disappoint.
I'm a huge baseball fan, so left field, right field, there's all sorts of fields.
Who's your favorite team? You have to say Dodgers. Oh,
no, I hate the Dodgers with all of my heart. I'm a New York Mets fan. Die hard. I bleed orange and blue. But in all fairness, though, I hate any team that's not the New York Mets. So I am
fair. I guess it's just where you're from.
It's not even where I'm from. Connecticut, you're either Yankees, Mets, or Red Sox. So the Yankees and Red Sox fans, when I was growing up, they would bring up the acronym to me. Mets stands for my entire team sucks, and that is so. It's not just where I'm from. Oh my God, they bullied me. So one day they've never won it all in my life, but one day.
I also didn't know that I would be getting in on like the East Coast baseball lore, but that's just how we roll here on Support Your Local Scene. It's always a mixed bag. So we're here with Danny Henry tonight. This next song is called Ginger Pond by Danny. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low. Keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low.
Lightning bugs are too serene.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. That was Sally Bailey May by Danny Henry. And we have Danny Henry in studio with us this evening. So during the break, you were telling me about the drummer on Pink Haired Lady.
The drummer on Pink Haired Lady is Denny Sightwell, who was the original drummer of Wings with Paul McCartney. And so he's the drummer on the song Live and Let Die. And I started dating someone who had pink hair, and within a month, I wrote and recorded that song, and I wrote the song in like 20 minutes, and he owed me a favor over something, and he ended up playing the drums on it, and it's, yeah, it's
how does how does Paul McCartney's drummer owe you something?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I get around. It's people who drive 95 Corollas that, like, you always owe them a favor. But he's the drummer on that. My friend and mentor Probin Gregory from the Brian Wilson band, the Beach Boys, he plays trumpet on it, and it's Fernando Perdomo, just killing it.
Shout out to Fernando.
Yeah, J.K. Harrison does a lot of the backing vocals. It's I don't know. I'm so proud of that song.
Are there any collaborators on Sally Bailey May, which we just heard?
Yes, Sally Bailey May. So I lived in a house in Northridge for 2 years, actually, and it was a house full of musicians and also Joe, and the musicians, one of them was recording inside, and they were singing, and so three of us went out by the fire pit with a guitar, and my friend Bobby Weiss had this riff that they played.
Shout out to Bobby. If that name sounds familiar to you, listeners, that is the bassist for Church Burglars and also the CTs. The more you know. Continue.
And I'm also the occasional, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I guess I'm the young in the CTs. I play keyboards for them occasionally. So I'm in that, in that circle. But Bobby came out with this riff, and I thought it was such a cool riff. And I asked Bobby, what's the name of the song? Sally Bailey May. And so I wrote those words down, and Connor came up with the pre-chorus, and the three of us, Connor Hart, the three of us wrote that song in less than an hour. And in February, there's actually an animated music video coming out for it. But the
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not someone who normally writes with people, but we our roommate was doing screamo vocals in the kitchen, and we just needed a break from that, so we wrote that song. And we had a show 5 days later, and I told the two of them the next day. I said, "Yeah, we're playing that then," and they said, "What?" And so, but we played it, we killed it. I held up the words to it because I didn't know them yet, and I wrote them. But it went over well, and yeah, it was such a good collaborative process. And we went into the studio, and it's just such a rocking tune. And I love any chance I get. Like, I always play it when I play with Bobby, when I play with Connor too. It's just so much fun for the three of us to bring it to life together, because that's the way it should always be. It's a three of our song. It's awesome. We call ourselves Bobby Weiss, Connor Hart, and Danny Henry. So it's Henry's Wise Heart. And that's our trio name.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that's on my album Off Vaudeville, and it was so much fun.
That's awesome. And I also know exactly what you're talking about with the collaboration with Bobby and Connor, because I see a lot of that whenever I'm sitting in for Church Burglars rehearsals or like recording sessions and stuff like that. And also with their drummer, Christy. Shout out to Chris. It's a really beautiful thing to witness, like that kind of collaboration. And I suppose it does help that y'all live together too. So
yeah.
you're just always like popping a squad around the fire, like, yeah, let's write a song.
That's the only fire song that we wrote there, but we'd bring out the guitar around the fire and we'd write. And yeah, that one, it makes me so happy. It's so catchy. It's jangle pop. There's a 12-string guitar on there, and Connor kills it. Yeah, I don't normally write with anyone, so that was it was very, very cool.
That is really cool. And I think some of the best tracks from any artist really are the ones that are kind of written unconventionally, like for you as an artist. Like, if you normally write alone, but if you wrote something with other people, like, that one is probably going to shine in a different way.
Yeah, it has different input, it has different melodies, it has different things that you would not think of. And there's a difference between someone recording on a song with you, and that's someone enjoying a meal with you. And when you write with someone, it's someone cooking a meal with you and then eating it with you. So I think
that's an interesting metaphor.
Yeah, I just thought of it. So but that's a good way to think of it, I think. So
yeah. So this next track is Two Roads by the Church Burglars. I almost said Birch Churglars because that's what I call them in anyway.
I'm from Connecticut. White birch beer is a thing there, so that might be it.
So this is Church Burglars, Two Roads. You're supporting your local scene.
Instagram for free concert tickets. Bilingual Sounds on Instagram.
Happy holidays, and thank you for considering the SoCal Sound for your year-end donation before midnight December 31st. You'll be supporting the 24/7 commercial-free music we provide, and you'll be automatically entered in our winter sweepstakes for a two-night stay at the Grand Idlewild Lodge. Plus, you could pick up some great SoCal Sound swag if you'd like. Details are online at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from Amoeba Music Hollywood, the store for holiday gift giving. Amoeba is a great destination for all genres of new music, classic favorites, and limited edition vinyl, plus tons of movies. There's also turntables and audio gear, shirts, books, and collectibles. Located at 6200 Hollywood Boulevard at Argyle with on-site parking or online at amoeba.com.
Give yourself the gift of a tax deduction this holiday season with a car donation to the SoCal Sound. Your generous vehicle donations fuel your favorite programming, and you could earn a sweet tax break in the process. All vehicles are considered. It's easy, the pickup is free, and our car donation partner is there to walk you through the process. To get started, visit thesocalsound.org and click support on the homepage.
The Altons and the Sinceres make a stop at the Belasco as part of their Club Heartache Tour on Friday, March 7th. Thanks to the ongoing support from Live Nation, Bilingual Sounds is your chance to win tickets to the show. Find information on how to enter the giveaway on our Instagram. Find us on Instagram by name, Bilingual Sounds. No purchase necessary. Additional entries can be found on our website's Win Tickets page. Enter to win tickets to see the Altons and the Sinceres, the Belasco, Friday, March 7th.
Bilingual Sounds continues to bring you a fresh blend of music from across the globe thanks to the support from Live Nation. Elsa Yelmar brings her signature Latin pop folk sound to the Echoplex Friday, January 17th. Tickets are available on livenation.com. Elsa Yelmar, the Echoplex, Friday, January 17th.
Gonna get married, oh my dear, so contrary. I was mentioned, you were my mistress. I knew it was too good to be true. I have done anything for you. The night before Hanukkah, that's when you broke my heart. Heartbreak, the pit in my stomach aches. I light my candles all alone. Hanukkah heartbreak, all my mistakes. My broken heart won't heal on its own. My stomach aches.
took a heartbreak, all my mistakes. My broken heart won't heal at all.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, 88.5 HD3. That was Hanukkah Heartbreak from Danny Henry, and we have Danny Henry in studio with us. So tell us about this whole new album that you just came out with.
It's called The Circum Guys, and it's my first Hanukkah album. I have
your first. Are there more in the works?
There might be. I have a Christmas album already called The Granddaddy of Christmas.
Okay, so you're like hitting all the major holidays.
Yeah.
Is next year Kwanzaa?
The Kwanzaa connection. It's in the works. Yeah. A few years ago I bartended for the founder of Kwanzaa, which is yeah, I have an in. I can be like, yeah, that one time at a movie theater where you got the vodka cranberry, I can remember that. that was me. So can you be on my Kwanzaa album? But the there's so many Christmas songs. Like, you go on Spotify, you can find so many Christmas songs where it's like 1960s indie, like 1960s soul Christmas songs. You can find 1970s prog rock Christmas songs. There's a playlist for all of them. Spotify has one official Hanukkah playlist. There's 57 songs on it. In like three of them are all versions of the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, and three of them are all versions of I've Got a Little Dreidel. So that gives you 51 other songs. And I'm like, yeah, Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 nights. What do people have playing in the background? Why can't it be Danny Henry?
I guess those same 51 songs.
Yeah, the same 51 songs on repeat. I don't even know if they're long songs. I listen to the... I listen to it. I'm like, there is no Menorahsaurus Rex. There is no I Love You Alaka. I need to give it to these people. And I was doing a Hillary Duff tribute night at my residency at the Kibitz Room, and someone came up to me and asked me if I could write a Hanukkah song for them and their friends. And she'd send it out on a mailing list. And I said, how about if I write 8? So I wrote 8 Hanukkah songs in 6 nights last year.
Oh, you want a song? I'll give you an album.
Yeah, I'm giving you 8. Like, I'm not like have one Hanukkah song. You need 8.
Yeah.
And so I wrote. That's why there's a song on the album called "A Hillary Duff Hanukkah," and it is one's a banger. It's a fun song. The lyric is, when your Hanukkah isn't enough, the synagogue plays Hillary Duff. And there's Menorahsaurus Rex, there's I Love You Alaka, the things we do on Christmas. It's like Chinese food, there's no traffic, you see the best movies come out. So it's I made an album called The Circum Guys, and I just wanted to make a lot of people happy and give people, I don't know, 8 more songs on that list. We're in the 60s now, guys. We made it to 60 plus songs on the Spotify playlist. Hopefully they'll add me. All their algorithms, I looked, and it's like, come on, dudes. But Hanukkah Heartbreak's a duet with my dear friend Sam Kogan. And he's based out of New York, and he tours with the Left Bank, so Walk Away, Renee. That's Sam, and he is a great songwriter. And I wrote all these songs, and I hit up Sam and I said, "Hey, can you sing a duet with me?" And you know what's the worst thing about being broken up with the night before Hanukkah? There's 8 more nights.
Aww.
You have to deal with that. You have to deal with that heartbreak. It's 8 nights without you. And
aww.
So we, Yeah, we did that one together, and I'm really proud of everything on that album. I hope it makes a lot of people happy. We're in December. Most people don't know who aren't Jewish that Hanukkah starts on Christmas this year.
Oh,
so
it does.
It's on December 25th is the first night of Hanukkah. So hopefully people allow me into their homes this holiday season. That's what, fingers crossed. No one can see the fingers crossed, but they are.
And you do have another collaboration on this new record. You have First Date at Cantor's featuring the one and only John Stamos. How did you get him for this?
First and foremost, nothing says Hanukkah like the most famous and best-looking Greek man in America. Nothing says Hanukkah more than that. But the song is about just go. I don't know. The person met me at the kibbutz room, the dive bar attached to Cantor's, that asked me write that song that turned into an album. And so I wrote First Date at Cantor's about going on your first date at Cantor's and getting some pickles. And the person who
said... This is definitely a fun one, yeah.
It's a rocker. And the person on the bridge, I wrote specifically for him to sing it. He's been there every Tuesday night for the past 30 years singing it. His name's Morty Coyle. And his daughter, Beatrix, she also sings on it. And she's Jody Sweetin's daughter. So Stephanie from Full House. So... I don't know. I thought it would be a cool idea to have John and her on the same song. And so...
Oh, so they're both on here.
They're both on there. On the bridge, it is... on doing the la-la-las, that is Beatrix and Morty. And then it's John Stamos talking about pickles on the song. Because I don't know if you've had a Cantor's pickle. I know this is non-sponsored radio station, but guess what? I might be sponsored by Cantor's. And their pickles are delicious. They're the best in L.A. Their waffle's the best in L.A. They, when I play music there, they do pay me in a waffle, so I am... I just wanted to make a rockin' song about the vibes that go on there Tuesday nights at the kibbutz room, and it's the Falkers, the friends of Cantor's kibbutz room, and Morty's the frontman of this, so I made this rockin' song with that vibe, and John Stamos, the face of Hanukkah in America, he is on this song, and I am so stoked. Like, I grew up with Full House. He brought the Beach Boys into a whole new generation, and I got Uncle Jesse on this song. It's John Stamos, guys.
All right, without further ado, let's hear it. This is First Date at Cantor's featuring John Stamos by Danny Henry. You're supporting your local scene.
Can you please enjoy your finest pickles for the lady?
Let's get some pickles tonight. It'll make those pickles feel all right. Let's go to a Fairfax deli where Santa's filling his kosher belly. Get something with pastrami or a crystal whose name is Monty. They've got the best waffle in town. L.A. Mag, they gave them that crown. 12 miles from LAX for 19 Fairfax. I'm talking about Cantor's, perfect place for a first date. I'm talking about Cantor's, don't worry, they're open late. I have got the check tonight.
This place is really nice, John. Is this the Guns N' Roses booth?
Can you please enjoy your finest pickles for the lady?
The band's gonna have to turn it down.
The matzo ball, one for soup and soup for all. And if good feelings low, let's get a drink at the kibbutz room. 12 miles from LAX.
Can you please unjar the finest pickles for the lady?
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene, and we have Danny Henry in studio with us. That was First Date at Cantor's featuring John Stamos, if you recognize the voice. And now we're going to be wrapping up a little bit. So what's next for your project?
Well, tonight I am playing a few songs with Drake Bell at the Venice West.
So Bell will be there?
Drake Bell is the main performer. I'm playing piano with him for a few songs.
Awesome.
I've written some music with him on his new album. We wrote this song called The Wayside. So if you get a chance to listen to Nonstop Flight by Drake Bell, The Wayside is written by Drake Bell and me. And then I've got some shows in LA coming up, and then I'm going to be recording a new album next year. It called Not Traditionally Handsome, because I'm not traditionally handsome. I'll never understand why people are attracted to me. It's probably the high cheekbones and the androgynous look around me. I'm going to be recording that, and to fund for that, I'll be swimming 21 miles from Catalina Island to San Pedro in June.
So, interesting.
So I'm training right now from swimming from Hermosa Beach Pier to Manhattan. Starting in January, I'll be doing it to Hermosa to Manhattan back. And no one's ever swam for their album before, so that is...
You're making history.
Yeah, less than 700 people have ever done the swim, and they're all athletes. And then there's me, who is not an athlete. So I'm going to...
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
I must start like 9 p.m. I'll probably finish at noon the next day.
Oh.
And I can't stop. I can't wear a wetsuit. It's going to be in the Pacific, like me with water a half mile beneath me, swimming.
Well, look out for sharks.
Yeah, I'll do my best. But thank you so much for having me.
Of course. It's also time to plug the socials. So where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Danny Henry Is Real. I believe my TikTok is also Danny Henry Is Raya, because there wasn't enough syllables for real. So it's but Danny Henry Is Real. You can find me on everything. Google me. My music you can find on every streaming service, including Deezer, which we need to talk about, because I don't know anyone who uses it. But
I have never heard of it.
DistroKid as Deezer. It's like you can announce your music's now on Deezer.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's on Deezer, guys. It's on everyone talks about Spotify and Apple Music, which my music is also on. But you I'm really plugging the Deezer right now. So please check me out on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. I'm on everything. My Hanukkah album, if you're secular, non-secular, Christian, atheist, like I think that you'll get a kick and really believe in the true meaning of Hanukkah this year. Or I have my album Off Vaudeville on there, which I'm very, very proud of. That's probably I don't know, I love that album. And the song that we're gonna play next is from my album Danifest Destiny, and it's called Wild and Young. And I wrote this song while walking back to my house my first year here after seeing Paddington Bear 2. And I wrote
Paddington inspired the this is production of this song.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to write a good song for Harry Styles to sing. And so I'm walking back from Paddington 2, and I'm like, look at me, the sky is falling. And I'm trying not to step on the cracks in the sidewalk.
Lest you break your mama's back.
Yeah. Dude, I don't want to do that. No. Like, would Paddington do that? No, he has such soft feet. You got to walk like Paddington when you're writing a song after Paddington 2. But that's how I wrote the song. I saw Paddington 2 and wrote this song. So, thank you, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
I lived in Northridge for 2 years, and I usually just got stuck in traffic by this campus. So it's nice to come here and record like this. So thank you so much.
Of course. It's a pleasure having you here. And it's a pleasure doing this show every week. And this was a great way to end off the year. So, listeners, thank you so much for spending the last hour with us. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve, and I would love for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means more than you know to these very hardworking musicians. So being active in your scene is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come on back the first week.
You're streaming Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. Somos un servicio público de California State University, Northridge y Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio, streaming worldwide.